This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Bad Girl Ventures supports female-owned small businesses throughout Ohio and northern Kentucky. And since its launch, the organization has been successful in educating 593 female entrepreneurs and awarding $565,000 in loans throughout the area. And last month, BGV graduated its ninth class of finalists in Cincinnati and announced the program's winner and runner-up. And here to talk about Bad Girl Ventures and the latest class of entrepreneurs are Corey Druschel, Bad Girl Ventures Executive Director, Erica Norton, owner of Norton Flooring, class winner, and Barbara Gunn, owner of All Care Navigators, named the runner-up. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at WVXU.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And thanks, everybody, for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Well, and congratulations to you, Erica and Barbara, too. How does it feel, Erica, to successfully go through a program like Bad Girl Ventures?
Thank you. It feels amazing, actually. I've been in the industry for a couple years now. I actually grew up in the industry, but at the business for a couple years now. But this is the accelerator that I needed to take my business to the next level. So when I found out about the class, I was very excited. And once I got in, I met some wonderful women who helped me grow my business and helped me with some of the ideas that I had to take my business to the next level. And then once I was announced the winner, it was just that much better. So now we're ready and we have the financing and I have this great network that I've met through the course. And it's been a wonderful experience.
Barb, talk about how it felt for you to come in and in second place here. Still did a great job, and you have to be feeling good about what you've accomplished with
this. Thank you. I feel really good about what I've accomplished. And again, it just validated everything about my business and helped provide more focus for me. Like Erica, our business was operating too for about the past year. So we were at that point where we needed to go to the next level, and we also needed to focus. And that's what Bad Girl Ventures really did for me. Opened me, our business, up to a whole other network of people. I had a business plan. I thought it was great, but I learned that, boy, it really needed a lot of tweaking too to take it to that next level. So it's been absolutely a fantastic experience.
Erica, tell me about your business in particular.
Okay. We are a full-service flooring company. So we have a showroom in Westchester, Ohio, and we offer the sale, installation, and repair of carpeting and all types of hard surface floor coverings. So we service residential and commercial properties. So if anybody's looking for new carpet or any types of flooring, they can come find us at 4579 Port Union Road in Westchester, or you can look on nortonflooring.com. And so we can either bring samples to the home or the business. A lot of times people like that. It's more convenient for them, and then they don't get so overwhelmed. We'll just bring a few options out at one time. That way they can look at it in their home with their paint colors and their lighting, and they don't have to, or you can come to the showroom. But sometimes people would rather us just come to them. So we do offer that as a service.
And you feel like you really got a boost from Bad Girl Ventures by associating with them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've already made a couple sales through some of the women that I've met in class. So it's been great.
And Barbara, what about yourself? Tell me about your business.
All Care Navigators provides senior housing placement, referral services for home care, and concierge services to adults. But our primary emphasis is on the senior market. We work with older adults. We work with their children who are their caregivers. And what we do is help them navigate through that maze of options. When the time comes that, geez, I need help in my home to remain independent, where do I start to look? Or if I need to move to a retirement community or want to move to a retirement community, how do I even begin that search? So what we do is meet with people personally to find out what their needs are, their wants are, what their budgets are, and help them put the best plan together for them to meet their needs. And changing needs are constant with the older adult population. So we stay current on what the trends are out there, as well as relationships with the various retirement communities. So what we've done is all the legwork for people so we can help them make a decision more quickly and help them make a good decision for what their best source of care would be.
With today's aging population, that's a valuable service.
Yes, it is. And again, the older adult population is the fastest growing segment of the population. So there's a lot of people out there that we hope will use our services. We're here to help.
Corey, how much success has Bad Girl Ventures had in developing businesses like Erica's and Barbara's?
Well, we are extremely proud of all the companies that have come through our program. Of the finalists to our women like Erica and Barbara who are competing for the financing from Bad Girl Ventures, 80% of those companies that have come through and graduated from BGV here in Cincinnati are still in business, opened their doors, successfully launched, are still in business. So we are so proud of what they've been able to accomplish. And I think a lot of that goes back to obviously their hard work, their tenacity, those qualities that we think make up a bad girl, a woman who's able to overcome a lot of adversity to make her business successful. And it also goes back to the community that they're building with each other within Bad Girl Ventures. They've really created a community, a support network that they have a place to turn to even after they've graduated to make sure that they can always go to that next level, get answers to their questions, find people to help them.
Yeah, you're talking about the success rate of the businesses. That's reflected a lot in the default rate. There's a 0% default rate on the loans that BGV backs, isn't mm-hmm. it?
They are all being repaid. We've had 7 repaid in full to date of, I believe, 15 that we've given out. I think that just goes back to prove what a great investment female entrepreneurs are. And I could go through all of the qualities that make them really great entrepreneurs, but I think that number right there proves it.
How does the Cincinnati area do in terms of helping female entrepreneurs?
I think the presence of Bad Girl Ventures has really helped advocate for awareness and making sure that there's diversity among our entrepreneurial leaders. And so I've seen, even since I've been at BGV, people recognizing that and the tides turning. I think Wendy Lay coming on and taking over at Centrifuge is a huge step forward for female entrepreneurs. And so I think slowly people are recognizing and the importance of having diversity among our company leaders and our entrepreneurial leaders within the community. It's a hot national issue, too. I mean, I think the statistics that you read nationally about the success rate of companies that are run by a diverse male and female leadership team are so much higher than those run solely by one gender or another. And so that's why we're so passionate about not just making it all about females, but making sure that females are equally represented and that companies are looking to both genders to play leadership roles in their company.
So tell me the story of how Bad Girl Ventures got started. I mean, you've actually got branches in Cincinnati and Columbus and Cleveland mm-hmm. as well, right?
Yep. So we launched here in Cincinnati about 5 years ago. This is our headquarters. I think 4 years and 8 months, something like that is the exact number. Right about that time, I started volunteering with the organization. And we were really focused on helping female entrepreneurs access capital. So of all the VC and angel funds that are invested in the country, only 5% goes to female-owned companies. And beyond just VC and angel funds, women face really unique challenges in finding traditional financing, so through bank loans, things like that. So what we found is we didn't just want to get money in the entrepreneurs' hands, but we also wanted to give them a way to be successful with using that money to really help accelerate their company. So that's where our business education course came into play. So before we consider investing in any company, they have to come through this 9-week course. That's where we pair them with mentors. So in these 5 years, we've built a tremendous relationship with SCORE, who pairs mentors with all the women who come through our program. And then we've been able to slowly increase the amount of money that we're able to give out. And beyond what we give out, we advocate with local lending institutions, with national lending institutions, and continue to advocate on behalf of the female entrepreneur to try to get that money that she needs in her hand.
You started to touch on this earlier, but what's the story behind the name of the organization?
Bad Girl Ventures always gets an eyebrow raise, and one of the reasons I love my job. But a bad girl is about being outside the box. So oftentimes, and I think women face this and kind of being in these stereotypical kind of gender specific roles. And oftentimes for example, women are more risk averse than men. So for a bad girl is really about that woman who's ready to be bold, to step out of the box, to really chase her dreams, and to do something that she loves. And to us, that is all encompassed in being a bad girl.
Corey, what about the range of businesses that go into a class? It's a lot of different types, isn't it?
So we really are proud that we aren't industry specific because what we found is that having all these different types of industries in our classes recreates a much richer environment. They learn so much from each other. So we have all the way from flooring companies to service companies like Barbara's, to manufacturing industry companies, to tech startups, to you name it. We say from Main Street to the World Wide Web, we have it in our classroom. And the commonality that they share is obviously that they're female entrepreneurs, but they're also in this stage, these early stages of launching their companies where they're trying to figure out their business model. They're trying to get down on paper what it's going to cost and how much money they can project to make. So they're all working towards the same goals that every entrepreneur needs, no matter what type of company you're going to open. Every entrepreneur needs a plan of some sort, projections of some sort, to really be able to go out and seek the funding to get to that next level.
Erica, what was the Bad Girls Venture like for you?
Well, at first it was a little overwhelming because we had a lot of homework to do. And, you know, it was a starting from scratch for me as far as the business plan goes. And the knowledge that we learned every Monday night, we would go to class and have professionals come and speak on the topics that we needed to construct our business plan. So at first I had a lot of work to do. And then after like the first week or two, I was just so excited to go to class every week because you never knew who you were going to talk to or what kind of information you were going to be able to share with one another, and actually built friendships as well as business relationships. So just the whole network was great. And I would want to stay a part of it because it was just like once it was over, I missed it, you know. So I definitely want to stay involved, and just what it's done for some of my classmates that I saw while I was in class and that I've heard from the past classes, it's just been a great for their businesses, great for their networking relationships.
And Barbara, how about you? What was the experience like for you?
The experience was running a mile a minute for 9 weeks and then some. I think it was burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. But it was all so well worth it. Like Erica said, there's homework to do. There's different topic each week that you're preparing for. And the knowledge that you gain is just incredible. The amount of information you come away with and the amount of contacts. And it doesn't end at the end of 9 weeks. From each one of those topics that we covered, I met people that I need to follow up with. The people who are the presenters are open to us after the class saying, mm-hmm. you know, meet me for coffee. I'd be happy to talk to you yeah. further about sales or about pricing. And so I have this whole long to-do list of folks I need to get in touch with now.
I've already done that a couple times, actually. Yes. Met with a couple of them. Right. And they're so thrilled to do it. I mean, at first you feel like, am I bothering them? But no, they love to do it.
They are so open to it. They
want to help. They're passionate about it.
They want to help us succeed. And it was wonderful.
Corey, who's eligible to be part of the Bad Girls Venture program? I mean, is it any business in the area? Any female-owned business, basically?
Any business in the region. So we've had Bad Girls all the way from Dayton down into northern Kentucky. And as long as you've been in business 5 years or less, or you just have an idea that you're launching, you're eligible for the program. And the only requirement to compete for an investment from us, you do have to be majority owned by a female. So 51% or more.
And how's the winner chosen from each class? How do you pick your top two people?
I don't have to, thankfully. It would be such a hard decision. But we have a tremendous selection committee that's comprised of professionals and experts from the region. So we've got several attorneys that serve on it from our sponsor, Coors and Bassett. We have several bankers from Park National Bank and U.S. Bank that sit on it. So we've really comprised a diverse group of experts that sit on it. And then we also have a former Bad Girl that always comes back and sits on the selection committee. And so they go through a voting process.
Have you ever had a really unusual business idea that came up in the BGV program?
Oh, yes. I think each time around, we usually have between 50 and 60 applications. So I've read quite a few applications and all different types. What's interesting is to read all of the ideas, the creativity behind them, but also to realize like some of the ideas that I just would think, you know, I just don't know if that would have any legs. And then to see them come through the class, even if they don't make it in as a finalist, they can still come through, come as a student. And so the class, the 9-week course, is actually open to the public. Anyone can pay to come through it. It's $300, so very affordable, well worth the investment. So what happens is we oftentimes have a lot of women who would apply to compete for the financing, but decide, oh, maybe they're not ready, or they don't make it to compete for the financing, but they still want to come through the class. So seeing some businesses come in that I just think ahead of time, oh, I don't know about that. But to see where they come in 9 weeks, it's amazing. I think it's more about the bad girl than the idea.
Erica, what do you see as the biggest challenge of being a female business owner or entrepreneur today? Is it more difficult for a woman in today's business climate?
I think so, in my industry especially, because I deal with a lot of like contractors, and a lot of them are male. So I don't know if they don't take me as seriously, or maybe don't think I'm as knowledgeable because they're used to dealing with men in the flooring industry. Most of the companies are run by men. So, but there's also a lot of pros. You know, I think probably 70 to 80% of consumers are women who actually make the decision. So that part of it is helpful, being a female, when I'm on the sales end of it and I have to go into a home and try to help them make the selection of their flooring. Usually it's the woman who makes the decision. So that helps because we're relatable, you know, to each other. And I think it gives a kind of builds a rapport from the beginning. And so I think there's definitely some challenges, but there's also a lot of pros.
Barbara, what about you? What do you see as being the biggest challenges for being a female-owned business?
I think one of the biggest challenges, again, is, in my industry, it's the service industry. So I think people think that women are more bleeding heart liberals, and we are. We're very compassionate and passionate about what we do, but it's very important to recognize that this is also a business, and that it makes you look at things a little bit differently in terms of how I will do my sales, how I will market my business, and things like that. So, again, I think it's been very worthwhile to go through this process to look at operating a business from a different angle.
Corey, how much effort goes into putting together a business plan? I know Barbara was saying that was one of the things that she thought she had a good plan, but she learned very quickly in the course that wasn't the case. A lot of people, I guess, mistakenly think that it's something that's very easy to do.
Well, and this is always such a business plans are become like almost a controversial topic. Some people think you need them. Some people think you don't. I think the bottom line of what it comes down to is you do need to think through a roadmap for how your company is going to grow. And if you're seeking financing, like many of the companies who come through our program are or are going to down the road, a plan is essential to them. If they are going to approach a bank or investor, they're going to want to see something on paper. So really, our full course is dedicated to developing that business plan. They start on class number 2, learning the skeleton of a business plan, and then each course builds upon one of those components that's going to ultimately end up with their business plan. So they don't have 1 week where we say, okay, your homework's to write your business plan this week. Each week, they get homework assignments and class assignments that help them build that business plan. So by the end of the course, they've hopefully developed a really comprehensive plan, and we've walked them through the steps to consider all the different scenarios that they could imagine, answer and make decisions about all the questions they want to. So writing a business plan doesn't have to be a huge, cumbersome topic. I think where most entrepreneurs get hung up is that you are forced to make decisions. And that's where I think an accelerator program like ours helps, because we force you to have a deadline to make those decisions
by. Yes, that's what it helped me do. It helped me have accountability, because I tried probably 4 or 5 times over the past couple of years to sit down and write my business plan. But it's such a daunting task trying to do it on your own. You don't have anybody to answer to, you know, and then eventually I would just give up on it, because it was just, I would have to go on and keep running my business, you know. So that was my main goal in joining Bad Girl Ventures, was to come out with a business plan. And it definitely did that. And you don't want to let anybody down in the class. So you don't want to come without your you know, your stuff prepared. So I think the sense of accountability was a really big one for me. And that's just like, winning was awesome, obviously, but having the business plan is a great accomplishment. And that was one of the main things that Bad Girl Ventures helped me with.
Right. And Mark, we put more detail to our business plan as a result of Bad Girl Ventures experience. I was telling you, we had a business plan of sorts, and we knew that, you know, year one, two, and three, this is where we projected to be. But what I did this time now was like really specifics. I knew I was going to reach out and talk to certain groups about our services and would have, you know, I'm going to speak to the financial planners, or I'm going to speak to the attorneys. But now I've got actual specifics, people, dates, and by when I'm going to do these things. So it, like you said, holds your feet to the fire and makes you accountable for your own business.
Corey, is this a program that's we have two existing business owners before they came into BGV. Is this a program that's more suited to existing business owners or going to benefit startups as well?
Oh, you bring up such a good point. It can benefit startups and companies that have been in business. Actually, when we first launched BGV, the hope was that it and the intent was that it would benefit startups, so people who were just right at that phase of launching. But what we found is that the community we are creating, the education we are giving, was attracting companies from a wide variety of stages. So we have I would say the majority of the women who come through are like Erica and Barbara, who almost say they accidentally started a company, or they started a company without really a plan, and things just kept snowballing, and now they need to really sit down and like write the business plan and do their projections. And then we get women who come to us who just have an idea, or they don't have an idea and they think they want to be an entrepreneur, or they've been in business 10 years. We had a personal fitness instructor in the class this time who'd been in business for 10 years, and she really wanted to grow it. It had been a lifestyle company for a while, and she's really ready to take it to the next level. So all that to say, that has led us to reevaluating the way we're approaching our curriculum, and we're really excited in 2015 to begin offering a couple of different courses, not just the business course that these two ladies have gone through. So you can read more about that early this year on our website. We'll get it all launched. We haven't made a big announcement yet about it, but we're really excited to help serve stage it or our bad girls as they go through these different stages of development.
Well, and what kind of support do you offer after a business graduates from the course?
So we have an alumni network that we launched at the beginning of 2014, and they are a group. They've got an advisory board, and they that we have some key leaders from the alumni community that lead that advisory board, and then they plan monthly events for themselves. So we do happy hours and continuing ed workshops. So we'll bring in professionals from the community and kind of teach on a topic that they're interested in.
What kind of economic impact has Bad Girl Ventures had for the area?
A lot. We're really proud of the way our companies are growing. On average, when a class graduates from BGV, that class within the next year is going to generate close to $1 million in revenue in the city. We're really proud that our companies stay local. They're opening businesses, opening storefronts here in the city, and they're reinvesting that money here. They're doing business with each other, and they're hiring people locally.
Erica, what advice do you have for a woman who is thinking of going into business or maybe has a business going? What kind of advice do you have for that
well,
person?
My advice to them would obviously to be contact Corey in the Bad Girl Ventures.
Be a bad girl.
Yeah, be a bad girl for sure. And definitely just reach out to other women, because you'd be surprised how eager they are to help. You know, you think they're so busy or they're so, you know, busy with their own business and their own life, but really it's like they love to give back too, especially women that have been in business, been successful. I mean, just ask to take them to lunch. Ask, you know, if you could learn a little bit more about them and their story, and they're more than likely going to be really pleased to do that, and they're going to enjoy doing that. And I think just building a network, not trying to work through every problem that arises on your own, trying to figure it out on your own. It's just, once you have a network of just a few people to bounce that off of and talk to about it, you'll be surprised at the solutions that will come up so much more quickly than if you were just sitting there in an office by yourself trying to figure it out. So my advice would definitely be to seek out some other women who are in business or that have some knowledge, and just try to make friends with them, because they're very eager to want to help other entrepreneurs.
Barbara, what about you? What would be your advice?
My advice would be to be bold and never give up on your dreams. I'm one of those people who came through Bad Girl Ventures as a student a couple of years ago, not knowing exactly what business I wanted to develop. I had worked in the field of aging for a long time and knew I wanted to do something in that area, but there were other ideas too. So just sitting through the course as a student launched me, gave me the courage to, okay, I'm going to actually do this and then come back through this time and compete as a finalist. So go for it.
Good advice. Corey, Erica, Barbara, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Corey Druschall, Bad Girl Ventures Executive Director. And from the latest class of entrepreneurs, Erica Norton, owner of Norton Flooring, class winner. And Barbara Gunn, owner of All Care Navigators, the runner-up. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier with assistance from Kevin Reynolds. The technical director was Rick Andres. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now next on 91.7 WVXU.